Isaiah chapter number 11 this morning. And again, we appreciate you being in the house of the Lord. This is a nice looking Christmas morning group. And I just love it when something goes off and somebody can't get it stopped. All right. Very good. So that's Merry Christmas. All right. It's a beautiful, wonderful time to talk about the Savior, talk about our Lord, and hand out a little handout. You can see the announcements for the upcoming, for the upcoming week on the announcement if you hadn't seen it. But on Christmas Day, we can spend this time talking about the Messiah, Jesus Christ, one that is very important to us. There won't be no services here tonight because we're in the Christmas Sunday, the Christmas Day. We want you to be able to spend time with your family and friends. And I know some probably would not be able to make it even this morning, but still a nice looking group out on this Christmas Sunday. So we appreciate you being here. Tuesday night at 7:30, we will be back, Lord willing, for our prayer meeting service. So don't forget that. Next Sunday will be January the 1st, 2017. The Lord tarries is coming. So services will be regular next Sunday at the regular time. So everybody come, bring someone with you. Start the new year out right. They say what you do on the first day of the year, you'll do all year. So if you come to church, maybe that'll just help us all be in the habit of going to church all year long. That's what it's all about anyway, is sleeping and eating and worshiping and having lots of fun as we do that. All right, Isaiah chapter number 11 this morning. Let's stand for the reading. Again, we appreciate every one of you being here today. And I just trust the Lord has given you a Merry Christmas, not only with gifts that you might be receiving from friends, but that you'll feel a marvelous, wonderful gift down deep in your soul. Isaiah chapter 11, starting with verse number 1, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to bless his word. Father, again this morning, we thank you for the privilege that we have to be into thy house on this Sunday morning, Christmas Day, celebrating our Savior's birth. We really do that all year long, Lord, but today is just a very special day. And so we just want to thank you for the Savior that came to the world. We're so grateful, God, that you love the world, that you gave your only begotten Son. Praise the Lord this morning. We just praise your name that we can have life everlasting, that we do not have to perish. We pray that you take this little message today, Lord, concerning the Messiah that will be the anointed and has been anointed. We pray that you would take this message, that you would make it a blessing unto every one of us today. Would you just come and minister to the needs of those that feel maybe discouraged or feel lost, Lord, with perhaps of a loved one. And today maybe there's even some other issues of going through some folks' minds that may be hearing this message. Would you reach down, Lord, and just strengthen, because we know that you want to strengthen those that feel the loss and give them that help, Lord. Those that perhaps are hurting, give them that help. Let them know that the Messiah, the Anointed, is there upon their life. And we're so glad that you can touch our heart, soul, and every direction that we need a touch. We'll praise your name and give you all the glory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Thank the Lord for this wonderful reading of the Christmas story as well. Verse number 1, our text verse, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." We have been enjoying the Christmas season this year as we have refreshed our memories with the Christmas story that is so important concerning the Savior of the world. Not only do we refresh our memory by preaching messages along that line, but when we drive around, we see the manger scene and the crosses and the many different things that we see lit up here at Christmas time. It's all bringing us back, and it's refreshing our memories about why this time of the year and this day is so very, very important. As I preached last Sunday, His name shall be called Wonderful. He is the Messiah King, isn't He? Yes. The Messiah King is to us a Savior. He is a Son, a Redeemer that came in the form of man, not woman, but in the form of man, but born of a woman. Mary, think about her as we celebrate Christmas, giving birth to this wonderful child that I reminded us this year already. His name is Wonderful. He's Counselor. He's the Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. I reminded us that His coming was announced by angels, and we find that a heavenly host of no doubt of angels praised and glorified God for His coming. And so as our text reads, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots," we find the incarnation of Luke chapter 1 and verse 31. "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." So we see Christ the branch is coming, has come now, and is the Messiah, the Anointed One. He is the Messiah, the Anointed One. Our text title this morning, "The Messiah Will Be Anointed." He's always been anointed, and He is anointed even yet today. And that's what makes Christmas time such a special time. No nation, no world has ever known, no parts of the world has ever known a king as great as the Messiah as we know Him today, as a king unto every one of us. I want to look at this thought, the branch, and just maybe tarry here just for a few moments this morning, because we don't often hear it referred to, or He referred to as the branch. But in verse number 1, it says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse," and in our Bibles, the King James Version, "and a branch," the word branch is capitalized, there's a big B there, "shall grow out of his roots." As we look at this branch, we look at this rod, in the Hebrew, the word rod comes from a word, it looks like C-H-O-T-E-R, meaning a twig or a tender branch. That's what the word rod means. So when we come to branch here in the Hebrew meaning, it comes from the word netzer, or N-E-T-Z-E-R, I suppose. Netzer would be the way that you would say that somewhat. It's a green shoot or a sprout. And when I read this particular scripture, I'm reminded as Jesus came as a tender little baby, as a real little child, could not even care for himself, but really he could because he was God manifested in the flesh. But we think of a little child that cannot care for itself. We kind of find the rod and branch being a good symbolical meaning as Jesus came into this world and began to grow and began to sprout up, and this world began to experience something that it had never experienced before. I thought about the prophecies that comes about Jesus with the word branch, and there was a couple more areas that I'd like to share with us where we read about the branch. You may have heard me share a lesson on this somewhere along the way, but I thought it was good for us to be reminded of it today. In Jeremiah 23 and verse number 5, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch." And again, it's capitalized there in that verse. "And a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." So I appreciate what that prophecy that is given to us right there in that verse. And then Zechariah chapter 3, one of the minor Old Testament prophets, in verse number 8 tells us there, "Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch." And again, the word branch is capitalized with a big B. Zechariah chapter 6 and 12. "And speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord." Beautiful, beautiful verses in the Old Testament giving us prophecy of Jesus Christ that's going to come. What I really like about these verses, especially a couple of them here, is the words, when we find that the word is coming from God and it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord." I think them are beautiful words. Or like Zechariah 6 and 12, "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts." When God speaks and He allows us to know something, it is something that is and should be very important to every one of us. And so in prophecy, it was important to all of those that heard the announcement that a branch would come. Really, that a Savior would come. That Jesus would come. We celebrate the Messiah, the Anointed, today. It was anointed well before He ever came that He would come. And so therefore, when we think of Jesus, when we think of the Messiah, we have to think of the One that is anointed. Remember with me today, St. John, for you that have read the Bible and you know it very well, in St. John chapter 15, there's some scriptures there that talks about the branches as well, isn't it? And Christ says that He is the vine and we, the church. We, the church, are the branches. Jesus was the branch. But we are to help the branch. We're to help that vine to continue to grow and to reach out. So at Christmas time, it is just something special that we can reach out to others. We can be there for others. You may not do anything fabulous, anything that's real big, noticeable to other people, but when you reach out to someone and you just do something special for them, that's like continuing on to carry on the work as branches are supposed to continue to help the branch or the vine, because, again, He's the vine and we as a church are the branches. And so therefore, we're to be out here working for our Savior and doing for our Savior as He has appointed us to do. And everybody, every one of us has a special area where we can do that. Second thing I'd like for us to notice today, the Messiah will be anointed with, and the scripture reading of verse 2 tells us what He's going to be anointed with. And so let's go back to verse number 2, and it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." So, first of all, we find that the Spirit of the Lord is going to be upon this Messiah. That's been anointed, isn't it? When He came, He automatically came and the Spirit was upon Him. What a beautiful thought. What a wonderful thought. We often relate to it in our church services that when we have a good church service, we say the Lord came, or the Spirit of the Lord settled in among us. And really what it is that same Spirit of the Lord. He comes and He helps us and He ministers to us and He talks to us and He lifts us up. And I'm glad and grateful for that. When we look at this Messiah that's anointed, we find one comes into this world that is so full of wisdom. I mean, wisdom was seen about Him. He had that spirit of wisdom about Him that wherever He was at, you could sense it, you knew it was there, and when He spoke, it was even beyond the words of lawyers and doctors. His words were so full of wisdom. Matthew 13:54 says, "And when He was coming to His own country, He taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? And listen, is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas?" And the scripture goes on and talks about his sisters as well in the next verse. I think I read to you 54 and 55, but I think in 56 it talks about the sisters as well. But the point I wanted to catch here, he is full of wisdom. There's never a subject that he does not know about. All wisdom lies within him. He has a spirit of wisdom. And so when he speaks, it astonishes them. The works that he does is so mighty. And I know that we're thinking about at that setting of the Scripture, but yet today, the works that Christ does is still mighty, even in our day and time. And I thank the Lord for that. He still does and performs some mighty things. And what we have to do is start looking out and reaching out and begin to acknowledge and see the fact that the Lord wants to do some mighty works among us with His wisdom. And then He wants to move among us with wisdom and help us right here among our church and among our families with that spirit of wisdom. He has the spirit of understanding. This one would help us probably a whole lot if we think about it more so. Because sometimes we say, well, nobody understands me. I feel that way sometimes. I'm sure you feel that way. But I'm glad that He has the spirit of understanding and He knows what you're going through, and He understands. And so He helps us even in that time when we don't understand what's going on. He helps us, so He has a spirit of understanding. The spirit of counsel is seen, and I think I've talked a little bit upon that one this year, but the spirit of counsel, again, we think of leadership and guidance right here. And therefore, that spirit of counsel is right there for us to help us, and we can apply that to our lives every day of the year. If we'll pray and we'll seek the Lord, He has that spirit of counsel. He can lead us in the right ways in which to go. And what a blessing that is. The spirit of might. We talk about miracles sometimes, and we might relate to this a little bit as miracles, but He has the spirit of might. He is a mighty God, and therefore He has the spirit of might, and He knows how to move in individuals' hearts and life. Some people, you know, we may try to talk to, and maybe there's family members, or maybe there's just individuals that, you know, we can't really help. He has the might to be able to help those people. And sometimes when people share with me their problems, I don't have all the answers, but I can go before the Lord and I can say, Lord, You know what they're going through, and meet the need that they have. And it's been amazing to watch God help some people get through some of the things they've went through because He has the spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge, we've already kind of included that in with wisdom, but we might just talk a little bit more here that God knows all things and Christ knows all things. And so there's knowledge that consists in Him. And so He knew what was yesterday and He knows what's today and He knows what's tomorrow. Knowledge is just something that He knows. He knew that we would gather today on Christmas Sunday. As we are. And isn't that pretty amazing today that we've gathered as we are one more time this year on a Sunday morning? And He knew that we was going to come together. And He knew I was going to speak on the Messiah will be anointed. He knew I was going to speak on that a long, long time ago. He is so full of knowledge. He's full of knowledge. He knows what's going to happen in the year of 2017. He knows what's happening right now in your soul and in your heart and in your life. And then we find that He will be anointed with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. This is a very special one here. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. We must reverence God. And I think about one of the greatest things in the Bible that ever happened was when Jesus went to Gethsemane and He prayed in the garden in so much reverence. He prayed there, praying to God the Father, not His will, but God's will be done. And so when we find that Jesus comes as a babe in Bethlehem, He was anointed. As He came there, we find that He comes with reverence. I don't know why it is, but you always think about when the shepherds came, and even when the wise men came, the magi came, you automatically think about a quietness. Kind of like we are this morning. And you just kind of think about their hands being like this. And they come in and they worship Him. They adore Him. He's the Messiah, the Anointed One. And you just, as the songwriter wrote, no crying He makes. You just think about that quiet sensation, reverence of the Lord. And I think the spirit of the fear of the Lord should still be among us. We should reverence God. Y'all kind of noticed that I'm pretty particular around our pulpit in our church, and I really don't like for children to come up here and run around and things like that in any church as far as that goes, because I feel like this is a place where we fear the Lord, we reverence the Lord for whom He is. And there was even a time and a day when we had that kind of attitude, not only at the pulpit in the church, but throughout the whole sanctuary of God's house. We reverenced even the property of God's house, and we had the fear of the Lord. The spirit of the fear of the Lord was upon us, and as we came in, we reverenced God. And I still think it ought to be that way, because He sent His Son. And I think because He had the spirit of the fear of the Lord upon Him, that we ought to have that same kind of spirit. We ought to enter with prayer and just come in that way. And let's look back to verse number 3 and verse number through 5 as we look at those verses. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But and let me just stop right there and say that this Messiah will judge. Jesus came as a Savior, but He also came as a judge, but not by eyesight or hearsay. But His judgment, He would judge by righteousness, and He would administer impartial justice. Everything that Jesus would do would be accurate and be very true. Why? Because He was anointed with that kind of judgment upon Him. By the way, He's going to come again in the clouds of glory. Not God, but Jesus Christ. Jesus is going to return again. The Scripture tells us, not God, but Jesus is going to return and come in the clouds of glory, and we're going to go up to meet Him in the air, but He's going to be the judge. And so therefore we know that justice is upon His shoulder. But let me move on. Thirdly, the Messiah, the Anointed, will come from Bethlehem. Now, again, we kind of take off into a different direction, and we look at Bethlehem just here for a little bit. And Micah 5 and verse number 2, "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of these shall He come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Bethlehem must have been a small place and a small area that was not recognized to be anything great or anything big. And aren't you glad this morning we don't have to be anything big or great? Just something very small, but something that's of God is all that really matters. Bethlehem became the place that Jesus would be, that would come into this world, and it was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2 and 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that's a fact right there. That's not some kind of fairy tale. Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. And behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. He is the anointed Messiah. Zechariah 9, verse number 9. I've often wondered about these words. And I think they fit in on Christmas Sunday. Rejoice greatly. Are you doing it in your heart?
Yes.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shall, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. And I won't read the rest of that verse. We read it a lot of times on Palm Sunday. But he comes with salvation, and here he comes. The prophecy that the Messiah would be king of the Jews or Israel was right there before us. And so in Matthew 21, 4 through 5, we reread it again. And there is no doubt that Jesus is the anointed Messiah. As they sang this morning, "Mary, did you know? Did you listen to the words of that song? Mary, did you know? Because of Him, the blind will see. The deaf will hear. The dead will live again. The lame will leap. The dumb will speak. And the praise of the Lamb, great I am." That's a beautiful song. Very scriptural song. Tells us exactly what He would be doing. And I'm glad this morning that that can be taken literally. There have been those that were blind that He opened their eyes. There have been those that could not hear. He opened their ears to where they could hear. Those that could not talk, they were able to speak. I'm glad I'm one of them. I could talk, but you couldn't understand me. I'm glad that He touched me. The praises of the Lamb. Last Sunday night, my wife put together a beautiful service for us. Worthy is the Lamb. He's worthy this morning, isn't he? Because the Messiah is anointed. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. It's all about Him. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. And oh yes, I love this being Christmas at Calvary. It reminds me what He done for me. I did not deserve it. I don't know that any of us deserved it. But I'm glad for Calvary this morning. I'm thankful that He forgave me of my sins. I'm glad and grateful this morning He will forgive you of your sins. And He'll cleanse you and make you whole with them. Well, may the Lord bless you this morning. I'm glad you came. I told some I wasn't going to hold too long. I'm going to keep my word because I know lots of us have busy, big plans today. But I'm glad for Christmas. It's about Jesus. Amen. Away there in a manger. I tell you what, the beautiful scenery ever was seen was when those shepherds came in and they beheld exactly what the heavenly host that praised God and told them all about, that was praising God. They beheld it. They seen Him. But I think there's a scripture, I know there's a scripture that says, blessed are they that have not seen Him and they still believe in Him. So we're blessed this morning. We are blessed this morning because the Messiah, the Anointed One, has come. Thank God. Well, I trust you have a Merry Christmas today. And you'll have a wonderful day, and you'll get with your families. And after you've had peace and goodwill toward one another, you'll pick on them. And you'll give them a rough time, and you'll have fun doing that. Thank you for being in church. We're glad Josh Cass is back. He was in the hospital last week, and we're so glad he's doing better. We're glad Brother Miller is back. He has taken a fall, but he looks like he's getting around pretty good. Hope I didn't preach too long, that you didn't get too stiff. And we're just glad. Listen, I don't know who else might have missed last Sunday, but we're glad you're back today. Welcome you into the house of the Lord. And as we go, have a great day. Come back next Sunday. Bring someone with you, and let's build the church for God. Yes, Brother John.
Would it be okay if maybe we closed with Joy to the World?
Yeah. That'd be okay. Is that okay with everybody else? Y'all want to do it? Or do we not want to do it since John asked for it? Ah, that goes with the service. Very good move. Let's stand and, well, have we got all the cards out? She's about done here. All right. Thank you for bringing in the Christmas cards. I guess today was the last day for that, I suppose. And there's been a lot of cards this year that's circulated. We have no idea how many, but you've saved a lot of postage. What page is that?
447.
Let's sing it. Joy to the world is come, let earth receive her King. Every heart prepare Him praise. Heaven and a nature sing, and heaven and a nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their song employ. What fields and floods, rock seals and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat. Sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, for as the curse is found, for as the and one of you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Shake hands, be friendly one to another, wish each other a Merry Christmas, and you're dismissed.